Yeah? Okay, so this is the start of the Cass interview. I've looked through all your Cass reflections and you seem to be up to date. There's one thing that maybe you could have a look at, which is putting some more evidence in particular for, you said, for the Kahani show. Mm-hmm. But everything else looks as though it's good. So thinking back over the whole of Cass, what's been a standout moment for you? What's been something that you will remember about it?
I think one of the more recent things was IFP, and this has been a whole year journey. Yeah. So the first 6 months was just planning it, but in season three, that's when I was selected to go on a conference, and it was 10 East students, and we paired up with 10 Dover students. And I think it was the process when we actually started to communicate with the Dover students. That's when I found many challenges. It was very interesting to work with them, but it was also very challenging because we were in the same team, but we were in different schools, and we couldn't always meet up. So we had to. It took up a lot of our own free time, and that was a very challenging part of it.
So thinking back to that, how did you manage those aspects of challenge
communication? Well, you had to be responsible for our own, because in IFP, my group, it was 2 East students and 2 Dover students, and we had to plan an entire day for the delegates in Timor-Leste. And to do that, we had to set up our own group chat, we had to Skype each other, and we had to work together to just work together online to plan everything. And at the end, we were really scared, we were really pressed for time, so I worked with the person in East, the other East student, and we kind of just completed everything, since the Dover students kind of weren't doing anything, and we were pressed for time, so we just took it into our own hands to complete it.
Okay. So thinking back about that, what might have been your role in leading that situation or collaborating?
Well, at first, it was mostly me and my friend from East who would constantly message the group saying, we need to get this done. These are the list of things that we should do by this date. But because they weren't very responsive and it was online, so we couldn't really force them to do anything, we decided that we'll just do it ourselves. So in that way, we kind of led the team. And then the following time we met up, all the Dover students actually came to our school this last Tuesday. And we just briefed them on exactly what's happening and asked them whether they have any questions.
Okay, so reflecting on that and the issues that you had with distance communication and distance arrangements, what might be something that you could do in the future when you need to get something to work and you have to collaborate with someone who's not there or that you haven't worked with closely before?
I think, first of all, definitely not leaving it to the last minute so that it doesn't just become one person's job to do everything if nobody else is responding. And second of all, actually setting a time to meet up, because when it's over Skype, you don't really know what they're doing on their laptop while you're talking to them. But if you actually meet up with them, then you can just spend a solid 2 hours and get everything done in one go, which is what some other groups did, and they managed to get everything done.
So I think you found the value of face-to-face communication and building trust, and also potentially in making people feel as though that they should have to complete something and not.
And maybe also assigning roles, because what we did was we just listed all the things we needed to get done, but we didn't assign it to specific people. And so they didn't initiate, like they didn't take charge of each task. So perhaps if we had told like, oh, you need to do all this and you need to do all this, then it becomes more of a responsibility thing that they would have to
perform. Interesting. Okay, so throughout CAS, have you become aware what might be some of the areas of strength or weakness that you've found in yourself?
Well, I used to think that a strength would be learning outcome 5, collaboration, working together, but obviously from the experience of working with the Dover students, I found that very challenging. But I think now a strength that I've realized out of that experience was showing perseverance and resilience, because even though they weren't doing anything, I still continued and I still pushed for us to complete the task instead of just letting it die out and like seeing whatever happens happens.
And what might be something that you've thought, actually, that's something that I need to work on or I find more challenging?
So first of all, the working together to achieve an outcome, and maybe in terms of my service, it's considering the ethical implications of actions. Mm. At the start of the, in our first interview, I did reflect a bit on the ethical consequences of what we do when we dance with the patients from Mind's companies.
Mm.
But in my recent ongoing reflection, I actually talked about how many of us, students, me included, our energy have been kind of like dying down, and we've become much less enthusiastic during service, and a lot of us would kind of just stand around and talk to each other rather than dancing with the patients, which is not good. And I think we should consider like the implications of this on our patients, like how they would feel to come all the way to UWC and then have students not really pay attention to them.
Mm. So what might be some of the reasons for that dip in energy or that drifting into behavior that you and maybe some other people in the group think is not right or not the best that you can give? So what, why do you think that might have happened?
I think, first of all, since it's a Monday after school, all of us are very tired from Monday right after the weekend. Second of all, at the start of the season, it was all very new and fresh, so we were all very enthusiastic about it. But since every week it's pretty much dancing with the exact same people and with the exact same songs, every single week we dance to like three of the same song, and after a while it gets very mundane and repetitive. And so it's easier. And of course, when you see other people, like your friends talking to their own friends, you kind of want to join in, talk to them. So yeah, that's what I realized. Like recently I realized that I was kind of doing that. So yeah, now I need to make sure that like I remember the purpose of the service, that is to the patients and not to each other.
Might there be any sort of creative solutions to that problem? Not putting aside the fact that maybe you realize that, yeah, it can be easy to just do what's easiest or most fun for you, when actually it might be better to do something else. But could there be anything within your service which changes things up?
Well, we could change up the music, but what we found was that the people we work with, they don't like new music. Like, we've tried to have new music before, and they would tell the person in charge of the music to change the music. And whenever we play like the same music from that we've like consistently been playing, some of them actually are able to sing the words, kind of. So it's kind of nice for them to also hear something that they're familiar with.
So what might be something that's not monotonous that you could do as well as dancing during these dances? Is there anything that you could do which was not monotonous during the dances for you to keep your own enjoyment or engagement in it?
Well, the service is only dancing, because we can't, there's a very large communication barrier, so I can't really talk with them. And we've also been advised like not to touch them or hold their hand while dancing. So there's a barrier between us and the person. But maybe like switching out the people I dance with, because normally what I used to do was I'd find one person and then I just dance with that one person for the whole time, and I thought that was a good thing for the person, because what I realized now is that guy who I used to dance with, like, he would recognize me whenever I enter service, and he'd you could tell that he'd be happy when he sees me, which is like a really good thing for them. But maybe in terms of switching it up for me, I feel like I just need to remember the purpose of the service.
So how might you positively influence some of the other people who are talking to each other or not engaging with the service?
Well, I could try to remind them, like, without sounding so overbearing. But many of them are my friends, so I can tell them that, like, we need to split up and like put myself, like me included, I also need to do this, so it seems like I'm not telling them exactly what to do. Maybe if they see me on my own having fun with the patient dancing, then they might be inspired.
Yeah, that does sound challenging to do the same thing every week and to do it only for someone else's benefit.
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting. So you don't have to talk just about the things here. You could talk about other things as well. I know that I've got this here to sort of remind, but you can talk about other things as well if you feel like whatever you want to talk about doesn't fit neatly into those boxes. So yeah, thinking about all the stuff that you've done in CAS this year, is there anything that you would take forward to beyond UWC, to outside when you go to university or whatever? Is there something that you think, oh yeah, that's a skill, or that's something that I've learned during CAS, or that's, is there anything that stands out?
In terms of skills that I've learned?
Mm.
I think definitely time management. It's a big thing. And I think time management, I think I've learned a lot from IFP, because as like being in the conference, it has taught me a lot, because it is very student initiated.
Yeah.
And so once we have to do everything without guidance from the teachers, we tend to lose track of time. Now our conference is in, I think, like 3 weeks, and it's 4 weeks. It's 2 weeks after project week, and we are very underprepared. Our entire conference, there are a lot of things we need to change. We tried out on Tuesday, actually, we tried out like taster activities on each other to see like whether it would work, and many of the activities did not work. So we have to change things, and I think it just shows the importance of, first of all, time management, getting everything done at the start, and always like having a backup plan, like in case something doesn't work, you need something else that you can put in place, and just being super organized and prepared.
Yeah, that's something very good to learn. Planning and prior preparation. Cool. Yeah, that's it. That's the interview. So if you upload that.
Okay. Can I stop it?
Yeah, you can.